Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Can I ask you for some temporary help in my relationship?
Sure.
But I think you perhaps can only help in this room because you know the players involved and it is temporary. So I've told you guys that my girlfriend Amanda has been living with me for 4 months until her house is ready. She just bought a house, right? And she'll be moving into it. She's slowly been moving into it, right?
Exciting.
I didn't know this was a thing until I saw it in front of me. And then I realized, oh, Bart has had the same complaint about Kristen all these years. And I can't understand why it's even a thing. She and I living together has been almost perfect. 98% perfect.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure she's got a gripe or two about me. Why are there so many half-consumed glasses of water around my house? Why can't this woman see that the cup is half drank and then put it in the damn sink? It seems to me like she is leaving cups so she remembers where she was that day so she can get back to her original spot.
So I'm going to say this without having had a professional diagnosis, but I have been actually, I don't want to say concerned, but I have thought this for quite some time because of things I do, like leaving cabinet doors open. And I do very forgetful things. And I think it's because I got a touch of the ADHD. And so I will take a glass of water and I will drink it. And I will set it down with every intention of finishing said glass of water. But then, you know, squirrel! And then I get distracted and then I forget about said glass of water. So then I make myself another glass of water.
Okay.
And then now I'm upstairs and I'm doing, and it's on my nightstand. And then all of a sudden it says, squirrel! And then I get distracted and I go and then I'm like, did I have a water? I don't know. So then I go make another glass of water. And then before you know, I just have a little collection of water all around the house.
Okay, so there's one flaw in your explanation and I could see this is hitting with Mo also. So I'm going to throw it to you in a second.
You triggered?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, okay, I understand the squirrel thing. I understand the ADD thing. Yeah. I got it also, man, I think, right?
Yeah.
So, but when you go back into your room and you now see that the glass is there and it is half drank, then why at that point do you either not drink it or just bring it to the sink time and time and time again?
Mm-hmm. Oddly, that's one of two things. Oddly, I don't see it. Like, it's crazy. Like, I sincerely, like, I am, like, blind to certain things. I don't see it. Or, two, I'm like, oh, that's where that water is. I'll drink it. And then, squirrel! And then I don't drink it, and it just continues to sit there. I mean, and then before you know it, I'm like, God, how long has that glass of water sat there? Is it even able to be drank? And then you look, and you see like a film of dust over it. You're like, that one's got to go. And then in my head, I'm like, oh, I need to take that downstairs with me the next time I go downstairs, right? And so then I start doing something, and then once again, squirrel! And then I completely forgot to take it downstairs with me and put it in the sink.
Mo, fam.
Same.
She leaves the half-drank bottles of water everywhere. There's four on the nightstand. There's four in her car. It's in the kitchen. I find them in the closet. Why is it a bottle of water in the closet? And the reason I get upset the most is because I have a Brita.
In the closet.
In the closet, right? And I'm like, so if you're not going to finish the water, if you're not confident that you are not going to finish the water, just get a glass and use the water from the Brita. Don't waste my purified bottled waters when you know you're not going to finish them. And then when she finds them, like Kristen said, she doesn't want them anymore because now the water is old.
Yeah.
The water is not old. It's water.
No.
It's not expiring.
It's not expiring.
I mean, at some point it's going to, and you are going to get some film across the top. But Mo raises another interesting point. Because I've seen this too. There's the half glass, right? And then she'll take another half glass and put it next to the half glass.
Yes.
There's two right there.
Now they're together. There's three of them. Like, just finish one.
They need friends.
Y'all are overthinking it. Your women are saving your lives.
Have you not seen Signs?
That's exactly what I was waiting to say.
I have not seen Signs. What is that?
The whole point is the little kid keeps leaving half glasses of water everywhere, and the dad's like, what are you doing? And then when the aliens invade, they're allergic to the water, and it kills them. Yep. So you can thank your women because they're saving you from an alien invasion.
Just make sure you have a baseball bat nearby, because Merle in the movie swings away, and he breaks all the water. That's why I sell the alien. End of Aliens.
And just one final question before we move on to your Karen friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a time where you go around the house and sort of play checkers and like go ahead and grab all of the glasses and put them in the sink?
It depends on where I am in my cycle. If I'm in like that cleaning phase of my cycle and I don't know, it's not the ovulation phase. It's not the follicular phase.
Luteal.
Maybe. But there's a phase where you like have to clean. And that's the only time I do that.
I've officially bought a plant just so I could stop feeling like I got to pour out purified water. Just so I can have something to do with the leftover purified water.
Bart does that with my leftover water.
That's a good one, man.
I use cups. We don't have bottled water in our house. We use cups. But every leftover water Bart uses and he waters the plants.
It's maddening. It's just maddening.
That's
after
hilarious.
All right, so the email here is that after she turned down the boyfriend's proposal, he just went on and proposed to her best friend. I don't think she's overreacting, but let's hear the email.
Dear Bert Show, you may call me Karis. I live in Africa, and I watch your show on Facebook.
That's so cool.
You guys are awesome, and I appreciate your work. I would like to know if I'm the a-hole in this story. Last year, I rekindled a friendship with my first boyfriend. Let's call him Martin, who at the time was living in another country, 17 hours by air from where I stay. My best friend, let's call her Judy, had gone also to the same country, so I linked them up asking him to help her in March of 2022. Initially, she calls and tells me how and what they did. All of a sudden, the calls and the messages stopped. One day, she updated her WhatsApp status, and I saw that they went on a vision expo and took some very beautiful pictures together. That piqued my curiosity. Of course she didn't tell me, but later in the evening, he did. There was something very peculiar about these pictures. They looked like a happy couple. That night, Martin called to tell me how Judy looks and acts just like me. Truth is, we can easily be mistaken for twins, although she is older than me and we do not share the same parents. The next 2 days after the picture incident, Martin called me to say that Judy visited him at his home and was in the kitchen cooking food for him and his friends. I was quite taken aback, but I said nothing. After 2 days, Judy called to explain what happened, and I asked her if she would be happy if I did the same to her. She went on to say that she wasn't the only one cooking for Martin, that ladies from his church also cook for him. I accused both of them of dating behind my back, but they denied it. Fast forward to 3 months after this incident, Martin came to my base to visit and proposed. I told him that I needed time to get to know him better. Well, he argued that I had known him for 16 years and there was nothing more to know. Needless to say, I didn't accept the offer. 2 months later, Judy called me to tell me that Martin proposed to her and she asked him to first get consent from me before she could accept.
A boy gonna marry somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody.
He's
pick
determined.
Yep.
I told her that they are both adults and they can do whatever works for them. Apparently, Martin married someone else this year. However, since then, I no longer see her as a friend. She has made efforts to reconnect, but I either ignore her calls or make excuses like I'm busy. Truth is that she was a really good friend, but I feel like she is likely to do the same. This assumption is based on the fact that when I met her back in 2013, it was apparent that she was dating a married man whose wife was pregnant. To be honest, I sometimes feel like maybe I overreacted given that the man in question is already married. I would really love to hear from you on your opinions and thoughts. Thank you.
I wouldn't be able to trust her ever again.
Nah.
You don't need this kind of trauma, man.
No,
I wouldn't be able to trust her either. I don't think it's fair to base that on what you knew when you were already friends with her after that and got past that. But if you don't trust her based off of the fact that she kind of lied to you or at least withheld information in dating the guy you used to date, I can completely understand that.
And I'm a firm believer that I don't think you should punish a woman for something a man does or for a man's behavior. Like, it's obviously he was in the wrong for proposing to her and then turning around and then, you know, immediately proposing to her friend. But the fact that you just didn't immediately say, Hail to the Gnaw.
Right.
You called her up and said, hey, your boyfriend just proposed to me, but before I accept, I wanted your blessing. That right there was the end of the friendship. And it is never to be remedied or rectified or whatever word you want to replace there.
There are some things, while sad enough, there are some things that you just can't get around as friends. That kind of distrust, it's over.
Yeah.
And there's no bouncing back. That goes on your permanent record.
For sure. I'll never be able to trust you again. And there's no point in having a friend that you can't trust. Right?
I don't think we're giving Judy enough credit.
Okay.
She didn't get engaged to the guy. She said no at some point. Do I think she's a little stupid? Yes. But but at the very least, she didn't marry him. In this letter, it says that he married somebody else. So, I don't know.
So you're saying, go ahead. It's not that big a deal.
It's a little bit of a big deal, but it's not a big, big deal.
Not a deal-breaking big deal.
Not a deal-breaker.
The Burt Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.